In our final segment here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years in the 8 o'clock hour, the Outdoor Living Hour, first Saturday of the month. We're joined with the Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphy, spokeswoman. We appreciate you always being here with us. And your special guest you bring this Saturday, Kevin Dansizen of Dansizen Dairy. And I never want to pit farmer against farmer, dairy against dairy. But I heard a theory from an old dairyman, Bill Kerr, of Kerr's Dairy, that I need proved or disproved. And it was a point he made at the Farm Bureau convention last year in Mesa that, you know, all this silliness about skim milk and 2% being reducing your calories and your fat intake, he said, well, maybe if all you do in the morning is drink milk, that could be applied. But if you have milk and bacon and eggs and fruit, so you'll eat more of those other foods if you're drinking skim milk, because whole milk will make your brain think you're fuller faster, and the reduction of food you're eating then produces less calorie intake. Strange myth around whole milk, only relevant if all you drink every morning is milk.
Yeah, good point.
Is that true?
Kevin, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I think it makes a lot of sense. But one thing I do know is that as a family, as my mom has always said, let's get back to the basics, the simple ingredients. The simpler the ingredients are, the better it is. Like if you look at our product milk, the one ingredient is milk. If you look at like an almond juice or whatever you want to call it, milk, they call it milk, but there's a list 15 deep, right? So I think the simpler we can get ingredient, the better it is. And fat's a simple ingredient, you know, animal fat, milk fat. That's a simple ingredient. Our body can handle it.
And it's a natural occurring ingredient that just is a, it wouldn't be there if our bodies didn't need it.
Exactly. And it's a great source of energy. I mean, that's what people have been consuming for thousands of years, right?
The Arizona Farm Bureau Council is the same thing, especially when we do our quarterly market basket, the Thanksgiving basket, and we just basically counsel our family, Arizona families, stick with the basics, shop the aisle, shop the outer parts of the store, do your fruits and vegetables, your meats, your eggs, the basic products, the basic things that work. There's studies now that have come out that animal fat is actually healthy for you. Everything's in balance. We in America have a tendency to overdo. My eyes always tell me I need to eat a little bit more because our food is so wonderful. But half the times we just need to stick to the basic and watch our calories and watch our portions.
And you can find all these things we're talking about and connecting locally to your local farmers market and or direct to farmer or direct to market farmers. Fill your plate.
Fillyourplate.org. It's free. It's for, we designed it specifically for Arizona families. It probably has one of the broadest and most comprehensive lists of our farmers markets, for example, but you can also go on line, and if you even search for milk, you can find Dansizen's. So we have a lot of our families that sell direct, and this is one of those instances where you can look for the product. Now, you also can possibly order via the web, or it will list the stores that it can be found at. And we also have a blog. We post 3 times a week, and we're actually leaning on ASU. And this year, U of A students have started, U of A and ASU nutrition students have started contributing articles to our blogs that are posted 3 times a week.
Yeah, at dansizendairy.com, too, there's a store locator that shows a map, and you can get, it's easy to find those, our products, right there on the dansizendairy.com.
There's a lot of fun information on there, too. I've gone
and
more than once.
On that website, could I find the answer to this question? Julie, you'd mentioned all in moderation, and in Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, she was drinking too much eggnog. How much is too much eggnog?
Well, too much eggnog to me is a lot different than too much to my 8-year-old. So I see he likes a peppermint. He'll be walking a little bit sideways down the hallway a little bit quicker than I will.
And I insist that we can fudge a little bit on Christmas, including getting Christmas fudge. So
that's why we had our guest last hour talking about hiking trails throughout Arizona. It's a great climate for walking and exploring Arizona. And next hour, one of the things I love about the Farm Bureau is there's so many generations of history with every one of the guests you've brought in. Farming isn't something that a lot of people in today's age just go out and start breaking into. They are farmers or ranchers or dairymen because that's the family trade. So we've got generations of history. Well, our guest next hour, we'll be talking about the homes that were built and still in existence from the time a lot of these families came and started settling Arizona. So we're going to go into a preservation hour covering homes, particularly in the Prescott Market, because it is the Arizona Christmas weekend. We kick off with the parade here in a couple hours, followed by the courthouse lighting at 6. And throughout that entire courthouse square, not only the square itself, but the homes that surround it, many of them are on the historic registry. So we'll talk about things that you can walk around and see in Prescott that, you know, date back 100 years in time and 100 plus years in time.
It was just agriculture.
When it that's all there was.
Yeah, that's
agricultural,
all there was.
Ranching, cattle
ranching
was a big part of
farming,
that.
Farming, yep.
Isn't Arizona a cool state?
I mean, I love it.
You go to Kansas, and the one side of the state's the same as the other side of the state, and you come to Arizona, and you go to the south, it's totally different than Flagstaff. This is a great, great state.
It is a great state, and we appreciate y'all's time this Saturday morning. Our mission to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Danhuysen Dairy and Eggnog available in just about every local store.
Pretty much, every grocery store.
That you buy milk.
Mm-hmm.
Look for the glass bottle. And on your eggnog, you've got these nice little tags for us. But if it's a milk or a half and half product, make sure you read the top and know what product you're getting. Because on the front, it's all Danhuysen Dairy and very nicely branded. But you got to look at the top to make sure you know what product you're getting.
All the eggnogs are silver cap.
azfarmbureau.org, fillyourplate.org to find local farmer and ranch agricultural products at a farm, store, location near you.
Thank you.